How far it goes depends heavily on the level of our development and the quality of our leadership. To lead others well, we must learn to lead ourselves well. High achievers know that if they're going to succeed in realizing their dreams, they must invest in and develop themselves to the highest level possible. In a very real sense, we are the key to our dreams, and if we're leaders, we play a key role in helping others achieve their goals and dreams. Investing strongly in ourselves is vital. It is the best and most important investment we can make. Through the years, I've had the privilege of working with and interacting with CEOs, successful entrepreneurs, megachurch pastors, governmental leaders, professional athletes, musicians, and more. I'm an avid student of leadership and achievement, so I've read more books than I'd like to admit. Without exception, those who lead the best and achieve the most invest heavily in their own personal development. I'm not advocating narcissism. I'm not encouraging self-centered living. I am making the case that if we want to build something significant that will help people and impact the world, we must develop ourselves to the best we can. PhD Sherry Buffington has worked with executives and business leaders for years. From her research, she's found that 88% of the population wants someone to lead them. 12% of the population wants to lead, but only 3% of those lead well. When we look at the state of our world, I believe those statistics. The health of a family depends heavily on the leadership of the parents. The health of a small business depends on the leadership of the owner and managers. The health of a church, school, or society depends a great deal on the quality of leadership being demonstrated. You can almost hear the groan of our world, "Give us quality leaders." I don't care what anyone says, even for those who have strong, natural leadership gifts, being a great leader is challenging. If it weren't, great leadership would be the rule rather than the exception. Author and executive coach Marshall Goldsmith wrote a bestseller entitled, "What Got You Here Won't Get You There." People that read the book often made comments to him about the dumb things people he wrote about did. Goldsmith said these critics do not realize that the stories he gave were typically about people with IQs of over 150 who were heading up large companies. Yet these very intelligent, motivated, skilled, experienced leaders did really dumb things. That makes me feel better because I've had my share of knuckleheaded moments. Although the main categories and principles of leadership can be described in simple words and concepts, there are hundreds of subcategories of needed skills needed to lead well. If hearing the words hundreds of skills makes you feel overwhelmed or discouraged, take a deep breath and relax. Human beings have an amazing capacity to learn, and if you just learn 2 major and 3 minor skills a year, in just 10 years, you'll be ahead of 90% of the population. And you can keep progressing decade after decade. These skills are very learnable, and the needed traits to lead well can and are being developed in people every day. I do want to make the point. To lead well, to achieve well, and to build something that will positively impact our world, you must make investing in yourself a priority. It does not just happen, at least long-term and consistently. One of the realities of life is, you can only give what you have. No matter how badly you want to help a person or cause, if you have nothing to give, you can't help. To help, you must have. When you have it, you can give it. But if you do not have, you cannot give. The law of sowing and reaping has for thousands of years proven true. What we sow, we will eventually reap. Then we sow more, reap more. Sow more, reap more, and our quality of life, work, and impact keeps increasing. Before we move on to the next section, let me encourage you with this. The research is overwhelming. You can develop yourself in a very powerful way. You can add what you need to do your great work to live a great life. In chapters 2 through 4, I'll share with you the principles and practices to see that happen. But before we get there, I want to cover 6 more essential beliefs. Questions. 1. Are you convinced that investing in yourself must be a priority? 2. What is the one thing you can do today to make progress? As we finish belief number 1, say this with me 3 times. Investing in my development is not selfish. It is the best investment.